Newsbreak podcast.
Apparently, in 2015, there was a contract that was granted by Eskom to a certain Swiss company, and that company then gave certain money directly to my Teracoco's stepdaughter, and also that money was also transferred to his wife. Now, Teracoco and the other co-accused, which is his two stepdaughters and his wife, as well as four other co-accused, they appeared here in court. They were arrested last year and they were granted bail. And then today is their second appearance in court. So what has transpired in court is that, firstly, the defense requested that the bail conditions be adjusted because some of them, they were instructed that they should report to a police station once a week. So now they want that to be cancelled out. And the state did not have any issues with that. They said they are fine with the request that is made by the defense that particular condition be removed. So it was removed. And then there were issues around the issue of being given more information regarding this case. And the state said that at this particular time, they are only requesting the court to postpone the matter for further investigation. The defense welcomed that. However, they've got issues with that, saying that the state is playing tactics. They want the matter to be marked final, meaning that it should be postponed for the last time before they could start with the trial.
Have you managed to speak to the state and gather their level of confidence heading into this case?
Well, the case is still underway. The NPA spokesperson here is going to talk to us. However, previously they mentioned that they believe that they've got a strong case against the accused, and it is for that reason they brought them to court. But while on that note, in court, the defense said that the investigation started way before these accused were arrested. So the state should have really by now completed their investigation, and they see the request for this postponement as just a delaying tactic. But the state believes that they have a strong case against the accused, and they will be convicted.
What can you tell us about the accused and their appearance in court today?
The accused appeared to be relaxed, and they were even interacting to each other during their court appearance. Well, you know that sometimes you find that the accused will hide their faces, especially when the media is granted permission to take pictures. However, they were just relaxed themselves, especially accused number one, which is Teracoco, the former Eskom chief executive, even promised that he will talk to us as the SABC after this court case, just to hear his side of the story.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.